North Canterbury's number one radio station, Compass FM. We're welcoming into the studio this afternoon Martin Pugh, the Community Development Officer from Waimakariri District Council, and their Kia Whina Hutika Crofts Gibbs. I do hope I pronounced that right, Hutika?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the studio, both of you, Martin.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you in this afternoon, and we're talking specifically about the upcoming Waimakariri Older Persons Expo. It sounds really exciting. Now, what is the Waimakariri Older Persons Expo, International Day of the Older Person, all about?
I guess it's all about providing a space and celebrating some of our real awesome people in the district that are older. Is that what you agree, Hutika?
Yes, for definite. It's about kaumātua older persons. It's about celebrating their life and also remembering that they pave the way for us.
Yeah.
In their times, which were a lot harder than our times. We've had hard times, but they've had harder times. So it's a beautiful celebration.
It really is. And of course, if you look at the Waimakariri District as a home to the elder persons, we actually have quite a number of elder people in our community, don't we? I mean,
we certainly do.
I've always felt that if they wanted to make a point, if they all came out on their mobility scooters, we could bring the whole place to a grinding halt, couldn't we?
We certainly could.
Not that I'm going to suggest that, but you know.
Yeah. I think our district is just above the national average in older persons, so we're a good place to celebrate.
A very good place to celebrate. Yeah, absolutely. So when is this celebration, this expo taking place, and where is it being held?
It is at the RSA in Rangiora, 82 Victoria Street, and it starts at 10 and goes to about 12. And then from 12 to 12:45, there's finger food, and 1 to 3, it is International Day of the Older Person. So it's about celebrating, about a little bit of music, dancing, and raffles.
Well, that sounds like a great day out, doesn't it? It really does. So how many people do we think we're expecting down there? Do we think, is the RSA going to be big enough?
Well, the expo, you know, that's all going to be set up, and then one flows into another, so everything should be, it should flow really
It should flow quite nicely, And
Remember to bring your gold coin for the raffles too. Just want to tell your listeners, bring your gold coins plural.
Bring gold coins plural for the raffles. There's going to be a few of those.
Yeah, got some cool prizes actually. We've been lucky. We've had a few local businesses donate prizes. Bocky Boo, Gelato, Cocoon, Day Spa, Rangiora Cinema. So yeah, got a few prizes up for grabs that people can raffle off.
Definitely worth bringing along some spending money there. So give us some examples of the stalls that are going to be at the expo. What would we expect there?
Well, the stalls that that are coming, they range from St John's to Hope Trust to a whole lot of MSD senior services, and it's really about what can they provide for older people or for kaumātua. What would kaumātua benefit that they, you know, like, because we've had COVID, it's been kind of a long time away, so just bring them back in to Te Ao Marama or into the light, where they get to just be joyful and, that's right, St John's do this. And it's also about having the people on the stalls that are actually, let's say it's St John's alarms, that person's going to be there, that is actually going to be going out and seeing someone in the Waimakariri district.
A very good idea. And then, of course, you have other agencies that we do tend to forget about. For example, the Presbyterian Support Group. They're very good at offering services.
Yes, they are.
So,
Presbyterian Support are a great service. Of course, that's where I work.
Oh, okay.
As Kaia Whina Kaumātua. But yes, we love to dress up on this particular day. You certainly won't miss us. We'll be in the pink wigs.
Oh, we're looking forward to that.
Just being there and having a really good time with all our older people. There's also Dementia Canterbury, Age Concern, Driving Miss Daisy, There's
Stroke Club, MSD, yeah. Senior Services. Yeah. So some of the organisations that may not have had such a limelight, or older people may not be aware that services still available to them and they can engage with and get support from. Yeah.
Yeah. And as you said, who to go, of course, during COVID, a lot of people were isolated from their social circle, their traditional contacts in society. And so this is a good way of reconnecting them all to these services that are offered there in the community. And so the message here is, don't be afraid to come along.
Just come along. And if you're enjoying it, just keep coming down that walkway.
Yes.
And you might even want to stop and have a lemonade or a couple of beers or even a whiskey.
Mm. Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely right.
Coming in to have the finger food and a little bit of dancing.
There's going to be dancing too. Yes,
well, you know, when there's music, there's always going to be dancing.
Mm. And you know what? Yeah. It's the elder members of society that do tend to be the first to get up if there's any live music or music playing.
Absolutely.
Totally. Always notice that at a wedding or any celebration. And last but not by no means least, who can attend and is there a cost involved other than...
There's no cost involved. It's a celebration. And of course, anybody can attend. Any whānau member, and it's, you know, for the older people to come and have a look and to come and talk, but also for the caregivers or those ones that have older people or kaumātuas that they want a little bit more knowledge on how to take care of them.
Mm.
So it's really open to all.
To everyone.
Bring mum, bring dad, bring grandma.
Yes,
would love
absolutely.
To see some grandchildren down there chaperoning
their wonderful, yes.
older person, their kaumātua. Yeah, absolutely.
Wonderful.
But more so for the kaumātua, for the afternoon tea, but just wanting the whole whānau to see what the expo is all about and bring joy back into their lives.
And I think we have some live music too, am I correct? Yeah, we've got live music in the afternoon session. So
live music, that's fantastic.
Totally.
So again, the date that this is taking place, 2nd of October, gets underway at 10 a.m.
Yes.
Correct.
And 10 till 12 is the formal side of the expo. And then from 12, as you say, it's going to be nibbles and 10 coffee. And you know, like also suggested, perhaps a gin and tonic, because there is a bar there. So
there's also a lovely restaurant at the RSA.
There is a wonderful restaurant there.
That's
so
right.
A great venue and a wonderful event to attend. Don't be shy, everyone out there. Get on down to that. The upcoming Waimeka Lily Older Persons Expo. Thank you both for coming in today. It's been a real pleasure, and I'm sure we'll have you back again. You'll be able to come and tell us how successful the day was. Wouldn't that be good?
We would love to.
Wonderful. Thank you, Martin Pugh, Community Development Officer with Waimeka Lily District Council, and the Kia Whina Hutaka Crofts Gibbs. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you very much.
Compass FM.